This month, we're exploring life mastery in the area of love, cultivating healthy, loving relationships. We're wired for relationship. Relationship is God's idea. One presence, one power. As facets of a diamond, each facet appearing differently, so you and I appear as aspects of God, individual in our expression, connected in spirit. And so we get this playground called planet Earth to get to know ourselves better by getting to know each other as well. When we put our head down on the pillow for the very last time, it won't be how much money did we make. It won't be how many cars did we have or how many places did we visit that will be the question we'll be asking. The question we know is the question that we need to answer is this one. How well did we love? The most famous chapter in the Bible is known as the love chapter. And 1 Corinthians 13 and the first line of chapter 14 combine to tell us the whole meaning of life. The apostle begins this way, I may speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but if I am without love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy and know every hidden truth. I may even have faith strong enough to move mountains. But if I have no love, I'm none the better. I may dole out all I possess, even give my body to be burnt. But if I have no love, I am nothing. Love is patient and kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful or conceited or rude. Love is not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, its endurance. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of them all is love. Put love first. And so this month, as we learn a new level of mastery in the experience of our unity with the presence and power whose name is love, we shall be practicing a whole new way of putting love first. When Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment of all? That question was asked in a Jewish dynamic because there were 600 commandments every Jew was to observe every single day. And asking the teacher, what is the greatest commandment of all, he said this, love God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself, a trinity that becomes a portal of power through which we walk that opens the door to every hidden mystery, releases any fear that we've carried, any regret, heals all shame. This portal of power is your destiny and your birthright. It is you calling to you. Come home to yourself. Put love first. For this you came into the world, that you might bear witness to the glory of the love that indwells you, who you belong to, who calls you by name, who loves you and asks only that you live in and from this same love. To be in God's will is to be in love. Love God then with all your heart and all your strength and all your mind and all your spirit. And love your neighbor. And our neighbor is not just the one we like, it's the one we don't like. There's a kind of love that transcends even that. And yourself, not just the things you like you've done or are proud of that you've done, but all the mistakes that you've ever made in some strange way beyond our understanding have brought us to this moment. This is a love that transcends circumstance and situation. It is a healing, freeing, transforming, renewing, new beginning love. Put love first. Put love first. Put love first. Amen.